With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The categories will be your favorite American cars and your favorite things to eat at a cookout. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up after emails on our random question. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Hola.
Melody, welcome to the program.
I wish you would have hit me with the 7-Eleven question or the broken bones question, but...
Well, tell us what you know about 7-Eleven.
And broken bones.
People are still commenting on 7-Eleven.
Oh, I imagine they would be.
What do you get at 7-Eleven?
What did I get at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, typically.
Oh, well, my first comment would have been, I think it was about 13 with my friends, and the new 7-Eleven clerk, this lady, I guess you would call her a lady, was working there, and she just flipped her shirt up like, I've got better boobs than you little bitches, and...
Okay, well, that's a different 7-Eleven experience than I normally have.
7-Eleven stories, but you know, she, and then I never saw her again after that. I don't think she worked there very long.
Really, you think they let her go?
I'll be damned. Okay, all right.
Anyways, yeah, there's a few of them.
Let's go with this one. Who has kids that you know in your life, and do you know if they're going to go to school or not?
Well. My very best friend from Portland, I'm back in the Seattle area now, but I'm pretty sure she's keeping her kids home. She's very responsible. She kind of grounds me.
From your wild and crazy life?
Well, a little bit.
Okay, well, that's a good friend to have then.
Yeah, she's an awesome friend, and she's a great mom, and I'm certain that she doesn't want to send her kids into a place that possibly could expose them to get sick.
What do you know how old the kids are?
Yeah. Nicholas, and he's, by the way, named after what I was going to name my son, but I was, you know, in labor and I didn't get the choice. I was, you know, frantic. So I told my friend I was going to name my son Nicholas, and she named her first son Nicholas.
Wait, hang on. Hold on. Wait. So you had your kid first?
Yeah, I had my kid like 36 years ago, 37 years ago.
Well, why didn't you name your kid Nicholas? I mean, I understand
because
when you're in
labor. I was in labor, and my husband was there, and he wanted me to name him after him, so I named him after his father.
Okay, all right, fair enough. What's your son's name?
His name is Rube.
No.
That's when you have to tell the husband. No,
mm-hmm.
Look, I love you, but
yeah,
your name is stupid.
It's a very strange name. It's not Reuben. It's Rube.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to have a Jewish last name to pull that off, like Rube Goldberg.
No, he's not Jewish.
Okay, all right.
I got a
gotta admit,
anyways,
I don't know a ton about kids, but that seems like an awkward time to decide the naming while you're in the middle of labor.
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't get away from the conversation.
It was the 4th of July, and it was real quick, and I was just like, whatever. You want to name them after yourself, go right ahead.
Wait. But you didn't have, like, the conversation every day for months leading up to it?
Oh, yeah. We had the books for names, and I had picked out Nicholas for my son's name.
Had you brought this up to Rube Senior?
Absolutely. And anyway, so my good friend in Portland, she named her son Nicholas, kind of in a way to, you know, honor my son's
honor your son's horrible name. We understand.
Okay.
Understand. No, it's not a horrible name. I mean, yeah, right, it's now.
He's a great guy.
Sweetest guy.
Yeah. This is not a character issue. Right. He might be the nicest man to walk the face of the earth. He is the dumbest goddamn name. Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying. Yeah. First of all, like, anytime I've heard the term Rube, it is an idiot that got taken advantage of. Not someone who got taken advantage of, but an idiot who got taken advantage of. It'd be like naming your son Moron because his father's name was Moron. Like, hey, man, we're going to go ahead and let that family tradition die. That's just me.
Yep. Well, according to a new survey, the reason we asked who has kids and are they going to school, a quarter of parents still say they do not know what's the deal about school this fall.
What is the deal?
What is going on?
Hey, what's the deal?
Everyone turns into
the parents who do know, 33% say their kids will be doing full distance learning. 22% say their kids are going back in person full time. And 20% say that they're believing it'll be some type of a hybrid. One thing is for sure, only 8% of parents say they are not at all worried about how school is going to go this year. So not a very high percentage of people. I'm glad I'm not having to face that dilemma so much. I know you are.
My kids, they're going to be home. Yep. I found it out last Friday. Thursday or Friday, I think, was the final say on that. So at least they're going to start at home. And I was like, yeah, all right. My wife's like, no, not yet, all right. Because I'm like, I understand.
It doesn't affect you.
I got to go to work, you know, so.
I'll talk to you later.
It won't be all bad, right? It's this is what I hear from parents everywhere, all right? So this is what has happened as the summer's beginning to close and the school year, whether they physically go to school or not. As it gets closer, you notice a lot of parents, they open statements saying this, and it's never a good thing. They say, you know, I love my kids. And, like, whatever follows is not good. Mm-hmm. They're about to get by, right? Like, you know, I love my kid. I know, but you're sick of them. You don't want to be around. I get it. And you don't have to say you love your kids. I assume that you love your kids. So when they keep saying that, I get the feeling they're saying it to reinforce it in their own
way.
Like, I love my kids.
Yeah.
I love my kids. I love my kids. I love my kids. And now I can be home with them.
Mm-hmm. It's just something people do, too.
I think my kids are doing the thing from their apartment.
Yeah, but your one is in San Diego.
Yeah, so she wants to live in that apartment.
Yeah, I bet she does.
She's like, Dad, can I live there? And I'm like, well, that's where you go to school, and that's where her friends are. Of course,
she's going to get a personal hotspot, go to the beach, right? You can still do your remote learning.
Yeah, my niece is having like a breakdown.
Because she's not going?
Because she's not, right, they're not opening. She was supposed to go to college this year. It's not opening.
Oh, she going, did you tell me, to South somewhere, Alabama or something?
College of Charleston.
Oh, South Carolina, which is a beautiful place.
It is.
But she won't be there.
Right. And she is one of those kids. Like, I mean, she got in a little bit of trouble, but, you know, did everything right. Got the, I don't know, she was straight A's. But
pretty, close enough.
Close enough.
Better than any of us.
Lettered in two sports, right?
Well,
she's a good kid. And but she has gotten to the point now where it's like, I just want to leave.
Was she going to play sports?
I think she got an academic scholarship.
Damn.
Well, there you go.
But partial. But the point is, it's just like, she's breaking down now where she's like, I just want to leave. I was promised if I did everything, I would get to leave this house.
I've been counting down the days. You know what I mean? Like, honest to God. Like,
really,
like any other person.
It depends on the kid, though. Like, my daughter is very upset that she's not going back to school. And it's her friend said, also, she actually enjoys the process of school, which I find an alien concept. God bless her. There it is. My son, on the other hand, damn near did a backflip, threw deuces, and it's like, all right! He sounds like Paul Stanley. Hell yeah!
Well, didn't you say that your daughter just did a book report on Anne Frank?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What Anne Frank? All right, so they had to do the summer reading assignments. And believe me, it's not easy to get them to do it. But specifically, it had to be historical fiction. And the story itself, and I'm going to get a little bit of it wrong, but I'm paraphrasing here. It's pretty heavy stuff, man. It's World War II. And it's like this family in Denmark, and they might be Jewish, but either way, they are hiding a Jewish family that is being actively hunted by the Nazis, right? And we're like, Okay, this is a good thing for her to read, man. Get this sense of world history, certainly more modern history. You know, it's kind of how the world's changed. And that's what it's about. And so she's being quizzed, like, what did you learn from the book? Keep in mind, this is, you know, Nazi Germany, and they're going to Denmark.
Maybe something about a lineage.
All this heavy stuff, man. And she's like, the little girl in the book found a stray cat. Like, Jesus Christ.
I think she took the important parts out.
Just nothing else really resonates. I'm like, well, you are a positive person, man.
Stray
I dig
cat.
It. I dig
that's
it.
Random,
random, I worry random, about that girl, random, man. Random, just like.
So that's what you got out of
you
that.
Read this book. It's all this Nazi stuff, and what you got is a little girl found and rescued a stray cat.
Like, oh, at least Jesus. All stories can end good for her.
Hey, dude, there is nothing negative in her
yeah,
world.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I like that.
It's just, too. Oh my God, you see the explosion? The color orange is awesome. All right, then. Hello, William. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Liquor and whores.
William, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing, man?
Oh, not so bad. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Let's go with this one, man. It's kind of a weird question for the times, but it is what it is. How many masks do you have?
Say that one more time.
How many masks do you own? Facial covering. Mask? Yeah.
Two, actually. I have a neck gaiter that goes over your neck, and you just pull it up over your face, and I also just have, a black mask you can get from 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Can also get the buffalo chicken log at 7-Eleven.
Follow-up question to that one.
Actually, one of my favorite ones to get, actually.
Is it, man?
Yes, along with the pizzas itself.
Thank you.
Yep.
Does your cheese slide on your pizza? I'm telling you, I've not got. If you hold this thing upright, it does not move.
So the guy at the 7-Eleven is real chill with me. He'll just let me pull one of the. He probably just does it with everybody, but when I go in late at night, he'll just let me pull one of the pizzas out of the cooler, and he'll just unwrap it and he'll cook it in the fryer right then and there. And
oh, damn.
About 5 minutes after that, that's when the cheese is a little gooey, and then it starts to harden.
Okay, all right.
Harden. Okay. I like that. Just,
yeah. Two-parter question here on the mask.
Is it a chicken log or the hardened cheese?
How would you say, in all honesty, your mask smells?
The neck gaiter one, it doesn't really smell too much. The black ones you can get from 7-Eleven, I'd say, yeah, after a couple of uses, they smell a bit because I'm outside a quite large majority of the day, and it's been hot the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Are you working construction? Like, what do you do to make? Because I'm a smoker, so mine stink, and my wife accidentally grabbed mine. I guess a couple of weeks ago to go to the grocery store, and she's like, "Dude, you got to wash it."
I feel like we've entered this new thing where, like, if you were to go to the dentist's office and they ask you if you flossed or whatever, you lie. I think people are lying about how often they wash their masks, and here's why. Because I know for a fact that I wouldn't readily admit this, but I'm going to now because it's already happened. So, with a tribute to Fallen Soldiers Run, when we were going to get that group, all those masks, the Advocate stepped in, and they bought all those masks for them and supplied them with that ride stuff.
Don't you hate saying masks?
Masks. Ah. And also, we have KISW mask, KISW.com. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Washington State Nurses Association, blah, 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 blah. When I get this mask, I put it on. And we know that they are riding across the United States of America. They're going to do a lot of good. They're going to end up at Arlington Cemetery on August the 2nd. This is like 3 weeks out or whatever from the launch date. And I realize that this mask in my pocket I've had for 3 weeks, and I have not washed it. So by the time that I put this mask on, from the very beginning, they had rode their motorcycles across the United States of America, stopped at 60-some service members' homes over the course, spent quality time there. Done parades, done all kinds of things. I got the same mask in my back pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I realized it when I smelled it, I was like, oh God. And I kept forgetting to put it in the washing machine. So finally, I washed that damn thing like last week at some point.
It makes such
a,
it's like.
I had a bunch of them and it's just easy.
It's like climbing in the clean sheets when you wash it. You know, you put it on, you're like, oh yeah.
I just bought one the other day with a crab on the front of it. I'm going to rock that bad
boy. Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, my son has one of our KISW ones. He went to a, he says it's kangaroo farm. What I retain, it's a one-eyed ostrich farm.
What did you see, Dad?
I was like, hey, man. He went yesterday. It was like a birthday party. It was a private thing, right? So he had the KISW mask on, and apparently as soon as he walked in, the woman working there says, hey, man, where'd you get that? He says, oh, my dad works at the radio station, and then it was just go time after that. But I asked him, I said, what'd you see? It's like kangaroos. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, lemurs. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, a one-eyed ostrich. And at this point, I'm like, is this a euphemism for penis? Like, is
the
he being funny?
The old one-eyed ostrich.
Yeah. But no, it was a It was, in fact, a one-eyed ostrich.
Poor thing ran into a tree. Didn't
it
see
lost
it.
I swear to God.
Sounds like a sad-ass ostrich.
It really does.
Reason we ask, how does your mask smell? When you wear a face mask, obviously, you get a lot of one-on-one time with your own breath, and people are not loving that. According to a new survey, 57% of people say they are now actually brushing their teeth more because their mask has made them just realize how bad their breath actually is. Survey also found 81% of people say bad breath is a turnoff. We all know that. And 22% have ended things with someone because of their breath. Believe it or not, that's a pretty high number. That's you know, about 20% of people. The average person can only handle the nasty morning breath taste in their mouth for 14 minutes. So, yeah, I guess one good thing out of this whole thing is people
depends
realize
on the morning.
How bad their breath is and the fact that they're brushing their teeth a little bit more. I mean, I go like, oh, God, I know I need to brush my teeth more.
Man, I'll tell you what. It's. I remember my parents would say it to me, and now, you know, your kids get up, they come out, they give you a hug, and they say, good morning. And that little burst of breath, you're like, brush your effing teeth.
No, when is the last time you brushed your teeth? That's always the question I ask. Because was it like 3 days ago, or did you brush the brush?
I was about to be like, 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. It's like, I mean, and they give you that look like, oh, I'm going to lie to you about flossing. You know,
right.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's
just, random.
I hope every dentist out there knows we're all lying when you ask us how often we floss.
When's the last time you took a shower? Honestly.
Because I can smell your armpits, and you're still in bed.
Right.
Which is weird, because then when you get old, like, it's just fun shower.
Yeah.
It is. They don't get it yet.
I took two yesterday.
Really?
I'm a madman.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Paul.
Hello, Paul.
And goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Aaron, welcome to the program. And a random question. We're doing great, man. Let's go with this one here. Sunny day, beautiful. When did you or someone you know mess with the wrong person?
Oh, I got a pretty good story, I guess.
Okay.
I'm a black guy, and I was at a bar in Tacoma. Pretty tore back, and I dropped the N-bomb to another black guy who was a lot bigger than I am. And he punched me in the nose.
No, wait. When you say you dropped an N-bomb, I'm guessing you were like, hey, what's up? And it was, you were calling him this, right?
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was pretty tore back. And I was on my way out of the bar to go fight somebody else. And that guy happened to know him.
And so he took care of business before you even got out there?
Oh, yeah. He was the bouncer at the door, and he just creamed me in my nose. I got up real fast, but I think he knocked me out.
But to get up real fast means you get to get knocked down real fast, too. That's the problem. Like, ooh, he got right back up. Like, right, because he got his ass knocked the hell down. That's.
Oh, yeah. And then I didn't remember what I said, but everyone told me afterwards. I called him more than one bomb.
We had this idea for the random question where we would actually start the lyrics to a song, and then you would have to finish the lyric to the song. We never worked that out yet because
we're going
to
do Gold Digger.
Right,
from
exactly. Kanye. I'm not saying that he's
please finish this for lyric. $1 million.
go ahead, you can say it for $1 million. Finish this Beyonce lyric. All right.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it on the radio.
$1 million.
Yeah, we'd ask you not to.
Yeah, exactly.
Again.
Good times, good times.
We were thinking for Big Dummy, you know, you fill in the lyrics, like, finish this line.
Yeah.
Obviously, it would not fly, but we found it hilarious.
Finish this lyric from Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. The reason we asked, when did you know you messed with the wrong person? Yesterday, UFC President Dana White tweeted out a picture of a female UFC fighter. Her name is Pollyanna Viana, maybe?
Pollyanna Viana.
Pollyanna Viana, all right. Next to a picture of a guy whose face looked like it had been tenderized with a jackhammer.
Yeah.
Turns out the guy with a newly mushed-in face had attempted to mug her, almost certainly unaware of who she was. As it turned out, that ended extremely poorly for the would-be mugger, especially his face. According to Bleacher Report, the man acted like he had a gun, attempted to steal her phone by intimidating her, but because she is both intelligent and literally gets attacked and attacks for a living, she realized that the man's gun was a fake and was never intimidating at all. In that moment, she said that she still considered what the man may have, but it's not a gun, but she figured it was too close to her to draw it anyway. With that in mind, She just started punching him in the face. Then she kicked him in the face. As he fell, she said she put him in a rear naked choke. Finally, she called the police while keeping him down physically. Obviously, this guy wasn't either high, dumb, insane, or all three. He is just absolutely messed up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Clearly jacked up. And she's wearing her UFC shirt in the photo, too, which, I mean...
If you see his face, he made a grave mistake. She beat the living hell out of this dude.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Random question, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Random whores.
Joshua, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. All right, let's see what we got here. Random, you ever have any pets?
Yeah.
Okay. Not
really personal pets, is more like family pets.
Yeah, what made your pet interesting?
Like one of those little pugs that my mom had. This thing was like just a gnarly little thing that had a bunch of snot and stuff. Had a lot of character.
Okay.
Farted a lot.
Well, look, there are some dogs out there that have the worst gas in the world. It's just like people. You're either really, really gassy or you're not.
I woke up to a dog fart this morning. I don't know what time in the morning it was. It was still dark out. But I was dreaming, and then in the dream, there was something. Everyone, like, smelled something. I woke up, and I realized the dog, its ass, was basically aimed at my face. And had done a silent but mm-hmm. It was unbelievable how bad it was.
Yeah. Man. I mean, the three dogs that I've had in Seattle, one in particular, just absolutely.
Which one?
Honey.
Oh, she would light it up.
Oh, she could blow up a room. You know what I mean? And she had the same.
I remember this time when the dog, he was trying to signal to me he wanted to go outside. And then he'd run in my room, run out to my mom, run back in my room. And then he just let loose the nastiest sprawl of diarrhea all over my bedroom I could ever see.
Oh, yeah. He ended up using your bedroom. Yeah,
in
that's...
my bedroom, specifically.
My dog pooped all over my living room and left a turd that looked like a penis last week. That was my excitement.
He's not getting... His daughter snapped a picture and sent it to him. And, I mean, it looked like a... It looked like someone made a chocolate penis, like, as a joke. It was poop.
Reason we ask what makes your pet interesting. It's a rough job, but they say somebody's got to do it. Max 2, formerly known as Maximus Mighty Dog Mueller II.
Oh, yeah.
Is an adorable golden retriever. Isn't just an Instagram influencer. Oh, no. He is, in fact, the mayor of Idlewild, California. We mayors of Idlewild all just got to go to the Dairy Queen, and we each got a vanilla cone, he wrote in a recent post. The canine politician entered the race in a non-incorporated town, therefore has no human mayor. So he was elected after his predecessor, Max 1, paved the way. He has been the mayor of this town for 8 years, believe it or not.
That's the part that I find interesting and terrifying. Mm-hmm.
He won 2/3 of the vote. Max's popularity moved the people of Idlewood to appeal ARF for his continuation in office beyond his one-year term. The extension of the one-year term to a second and final. He's been doing, they keep extending this this dog's mayor term, and so far now, he has been the mayor for 8 years. He appears at festivals, outdoor concerts when they were a thing, and the 4th of July parade. He attends mixers and speaks on behalf of the animals of this area.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
and he doesn't, but also, he got 2/3 of the vote, so I'm wondering who ran against a dog and lost in a landslide.
I don't know, but you don't want to tell anybody that.
When a dog beats you in a landslide, you should be the mayor of your town. Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Emmett, how are you? Hello, and welcome to the show.
I am fantastic.
Emmett, let's go with this one. How do you try to save a dollar? How are you maybe on the frugal side of things as far as your money?
I guess with like cereals and stuff like that, you know, sometimes every once in a while I'll get a name brand, but you know, I'll just go for like the giant bags of whatever generic kind of food there is.
What sort of cereals? Because I would say stuff like the generic version of Cheerios and Frosted Flakes. I honestly don't know if I could tell the difference in a blind taste test.
Like the generic version of like the Cap'n Crunch, same thing. I don't think I could really tell the difference. It all just eviscerates your mouth the same way.
Okay, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Maybe this is my generation that does this. I'm not sure. It's kind of like when we were told to turn out the light when you leave a room, and that was the big deal during the energy crisis. What about when you go buy gas? Do you care one way or another, or your e-light comes on and you pull in to the next place you can find?
I try not to go below like quarter tank.
Okay, but do you care the cost of the gallon of gas?
Oh, not really.
All right, my neighborhood is expensive. This is downtown.
A long way that I go to work. I've got a couple places that I can stop that the diesel is pretty not a bad price. So. Okay.
Well, a lot of people do that. Jason, VD, he'll go to a place that has really cheap diesel gas because he gets a couple things, goes on a hike.
He's very specific about where he goes, and he loads up on his whiskey and smokes, but always gets gas, and he is religious about it. I don't know why. I think it might be Safeway as a deal with Shell stations.
Fred Meyer's got that kind of thing, too.
Right.
There's a few that kind of cross over and give you like 5 cents off, whatever. The gas in my neighborhood is ridiculously expensive for absolutely no reason. So typically, if I drive out of town on the weekend, I will wait and go to wherever I'm going that's a little bit more out, and then I swear to God, I'll save like $2 to $3 in a fill-up.
Well, you got to remember.
And I don't know why that matters to me.
Because they reflect. I think part of it is just, you know, the markup is absolutely insane. So just when it's that bad, you get a little more irritated about it. But also, in my experience, gas stations reflect the average income of where they're located.
Correct.
So if I drive through Oklahoma, gas is real cheap, but people there are real broke. And you get to Seattle, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of money. It's the same gas. It's the same gas station. I mean, literally, I believe they just charge based on what they know you can afford.
Sure. Yeah, and right. It depends on, right, exactly what you're saying, like the neighborhoods.
Yeah, broke neighborhoods, you find that like the gas is cheaper. And again, same gas station, same gas, you got the same vehicle, but they just charge less.
Mm-hmm. I know for a fact when I try to get on some of my services that I watch that there's a certain amount of people that somehow have gotten this password to my Netflix account. And if too many people are watching, I can't watch the show.
You can't watch your show.
And I'm like, what in the hell?
But you can still pay for it, Miles.
I do pay for it.
I know.
I pay for it.
That's what I'm saying.
But people have passed this, you know, password on, right? And now, like, sometimes I can't get in and it pisses me off. You know what I mean?
Like, I know that liquor has a ridiculous markup, but I don't care because I'm a liquor fiend. Like, I can live with that. Like, to me, whatever. I did not realize, I don't know if it's all seafood, but we purchased some blue crab. I think it was a 2-pound container of blue crab, all right? And it retails for $36. And everyone's used to spending a lot of money on crab meat. It's just one of those things. That's what they charge you. However, the woman at the grocery store, when she, what is it, UPC code, whatever it is, the little barcode thing, she scanned the wrong one. So there is the barcode that the store puts on. That's the one she's supposed to scan. She didn't. She scanned the one from the manufacturer. So this $36 worth of crab meat was $17.
Mm.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Double markup.
$19. Yeah. I was like, F that, man.
Reason we ask, how do you try to save a buck? This is a crazy thing. They say there's no such thing as a free lunch or a wedding reception. A groom-to-be says his future wife's cousin is trying to score a free wedding reception by getting married on the same day as he and his fiance. According to him, the cousin wants to go to the courthouse and get married and then come and invite people to their reception later that afternoon where all the food and drinks are.
That's not fair.
The frustrated groom-to-be posted the story on a Reddit forum where he explained, my fiance Nicole and I have chosen our wedding date. We booked the venue. We notified the immediate members of the family of the date and the pending save the date mailings. Well, Nicole's cousin, Amber, found out that we had announced the date and called Nicole upset that we had booked a wedding date on her wedding date. We were confused because Amber and her boyfriend weren't even engaged. But she and her boyfriend claimed that they knew that was the date they were getting married. And they were going to do a courthouse wedding with their families, then wanted to come to our wedding. At this point, the groom-to-be apparently became suspicious of Amber's intentions. He says he was worried that she would try to take over the reception. I stood my ground and told Amber and her boyfriend that if they got married on her wedding day, they would not be welcome. And I, planner and venue staff, know that they would be turned away, and I'd be willing to hire extra staff to make sure that they were refused entry. We also found out that the boyfriend lost his job, which just cements my thoughts that they were trying to get a free reception out of my and my fiance's. The post concluded, Nicole is upset with me because they're family, but I'm just tired of Amber and her boyfriend trying to make every situation about them, including our own wedding. So that's
damn.
That's a new one there.
Jack random, and random.
You had a question, random, a couple questions random, back, Miles. What makes random, your dog so random, special, random, or what makes your pet random, so special? Random, and it ended up being the story of a dog random, that has been the mayor of a California town for the last 8 years.
Correct.
Then you're talking about animals pooping on the floor. Someone chimes in and they say, my daughter-in-law's dog took a dump one day in the house. And then the Roomba fired up. The mess was so bad, she damn near killed the dog.
Yeah, I thought that was only on the internet, but that's real.
That is real.
Oh, it happens.
But is the Roomba like on a timer? Kind of, like you set it for a certain time every day?
Yeah, and then it runs. Or maybe, I don't know, some people say it does its own thing in the middle of the night. But whatever you do, you program it, then it turns on once a day or whatever the deal is.
And so if your dog poops, and the Roomba just goes for the poop, and I guess...
Dogs also only use the bathroom in the hardest place to clean. They never give you a break. There's never an easy cleanup.
I know you have all these hardwood floor, but you know that little shag carpet thing you have in the bathroom to dry your feet on? Yeah, I pooped on that.
I'm going to poop on the tile floor, but only where the grout is. You know what I mean? It's always something. You're just like, dude, what the hell? Like, give me a break. And it's the runny part on the ground.
Always.
I can't get this out.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Dave, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. David, probably has been a while, but when is the last time that the things got a little physical, that you had to engage in fisticuffs, or it seemed like it was going to lead that down that road?
Growing up, I was always almost the smallest guy in the room.
Okay.
When I started high school, I was 4'11" and weighed 92 pounds. And I was always fast, so fighting was not my deal.
Yeah, see.
But the one time I did get into a problem was years ago. I was a floor manager of a restaurant while going through college, probably 20 years old. And one of the waitresses that was there, who was very attractive and everything else, and you know, you flirt a bit at work or whatever and do your thing, but I, you know, she was dating the head cook in the kitchen, and apparently they got in a fight and she used me as a way of making him jealous. So she told him a story about her and I going out. And he got pissed off, and all of a sudden, on his day off, he showed up with about five of his Hispanic friends. And, I walked in the restaurant, and I said, hi, Larry, how's it going? You know, no big deal. And he was like, you know, I hear you're messing with, you know, Cindy. And I was like, no. I said, yeah, we've worked together for 4 years, but, you know, no big deal. And so I didn't put two and two together. I closed the restaurant that night, was walking out to my car later on, and all five of those guys came upon me.
How did that turn out for you, Dave?
Not good.
Yeah. You know what? Like, if you have a personal thing with someone, I don't need five friends with me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll get my ass kicked all by myself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if I can't stand up to my own, you know.
Yeah, but your problem. It's your problem. Go do it at your problem. How bad did they mess you up?
Well, he started to come at me, and all I could think of to do. Now, mind you, I'm 20 now. I'm, you know, 6'1". But at any rate, all I did was, you know, go down like I was going to tackle him and just keep my head down and basically nullify him. And then two of his buddies grabbed me, threw me up against the side of my car and held my arms back. And he took one great swing and punched me right in the mouth.
Ooh!
Ooh.
And it ended up chipping my tooth, my big tooth, you know, my front two teeth. And, you know, it was like, seriously?
Did you ever get to go out with a girl, Dave?
No, I never went out with
her. All right, see, that's what sucked. It was all just a ruse. And then you didn't get to do it.
No, and the funny thing is, or the ironic thing is, about 2 months after that, he ended up driving his Volkswagen Bug head-on into an 18-wheeler and killed him. Well, he didn't kill himself. It killed him, but it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah. All right. Don't mess with Dave.
That's karma.
Right? Yeah. Okay. All right.
You almost feel bad when you think that. Like, yeah. You know,
did I miss something on that? Yeah. No.
Said night. Or I don't want to say it. We started applying some sexual innuendo to the way he was describing his story. It's just
okay.
It was. It said just lost.
My apologies.
Reese, we asked when's the last time things got physical. And you know people are losing their mind these days. I mean, the news is just an idiot fest. A man in Washington State was arrested on Saturday and charged with assault after allegedly breaking the jaw of a man in a hotel lobby in a dispute over coronavirus masks.
Good Lord.
Cody Hansen, who is 35, was arrested at his home in Spokane after police received an anonymous tip. He's been charged with second-degree assault in relation to the incident. He is accused of attacking a 72-year-old disabled veteran in the lobby of a Red Lion Inn and Suites in Kent, Washington. Surveillance video showed a man, later identified as Hansen, approaching the partially disabled man sitting in the lobby with his cane and his service dog beside him. Hansen allegedly punched the victim several times, rendering him unconscious, before walking away down the hallway. Police said the victim not only was knocked out, but suffered a broken jaw in the midst of the attack. The victim told officers that he just made a slight remark to Hansen's girlfriend in the lobby as he is has a potential to, you know, this guy's at the point where he does not need to get the coronavirus.
Right, high risk.
He's high risk. And he said, hey, man, just if you can't wear a mask, you're in the lobby. He said that Hansen and they went back to their hotel room. They checked in. Then this guy came back out and attacked him while he was sitting on the couch in the lobby. He's also wanted in Alaska on a drug charge and probation violation. Is being held in the Spokane County Jail. But he beat up a 72-year-old veteran with a cane and a service dog. Because he politely asked the guy if his girlfriend could put on a mask.
Random, see, I don't want a service dog. I want a guard dog. Random. Yeah, service dog just like, well, I'm not trained for this, man, so.
This is one of my services.
Yeah, my service. I'll call the cops for you.
I'm going to do alert.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
James, welcome to the show. Random question. All right, let's see here. James, what happened to your private parts? You ever have anything happen to your privates?
Anything happen to my privates?
Yeah, downstairs, the kid caboodled the whole thing.
Maybe just some bad sex and, you know, just bouncing up and down wrong. Nothing like that.
Never had a venereal disease?
Nah.
You got lucky. I mean, honest to God, I think most people out there have had one experience, maybe. Or,
well, it depends what you call a disease. Like, because again, there's crabs, which to me is not like it a is disease.
It is
still a VD.
It's still a venereal disease.
Okay, all right, then yeah.
Yeah, it's an
I had technically a venereal disease that was gone in a week.
Sure. It's always the those are the ones. The ones we've had are the ones you hope you get if you have to get one. And Miles, I know you swung for the fences. Your batting average a little higher than ours, as far as that world goes.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how I hit that lottery. That's a fun one.
What did you have when? All I remember of the story is you got whatever you got from whatever chick you were with, but you went to the doctor, you got the shot, and the whole thing was you need someone to drive you home. You lied, said, yeah, I got someone to drive me home. Mm-hmm. Not only relent, but you're riding a motorcycle.
I was, yeah.
And had to intentionally crash it to stop it.
Yeah, this was not a good situation. I had broken a lot of cardinal rules that I made and never had broke since, but this was one of those things where I don't know what changed things, but it just kind of happened, where I ended up with my roommate's sister.
All right.
Now, most of the people that I knew had been with my roommate's sister. I was just next in line. We were at a party
now
one night.
Serving number 17.
This goes down. No big deal. I just don't want him to know about it. Also, with this this motorcycle we had, it was something where, like, maybe we paid $800 for it. But the way it went down was that my buddy, Craig, he was going to handle the insurance, the registration, and everything else.
All right.
But he was going to pay $400 for the bike. Me and my other buddy, although we would not be on the title, we just wanted to use that bike for the amount of time that we lived in the apartment for that year. So we said, all right, we'll give you $200 a piece. Just let us ride it on occasion, you know? So I wake up and I'm not feeling real well, and I can tell something has really gone wrong. It's really gone wrong.
Is it burning? Is it itching? I mean, like, what's the tell that says, hey,
the
man,
tell
get your junk
checked? Oh, my God, what is going on down here? All the above, right? So I called one of the doctors. I called one of the doctors and left a voicemail. Well, first of all, I called the facilities building at the football place and just to see if that doctor was there that day.
Yeah.
Because I knew him because I dealt with him on a regular basis. And he was. And he picked up the phone. I'm like, Greg, man. I was like, you got to help me, man. I'm screwed. And so he drove to his regular office and said, okay, meet me there. Get a ride. I'll take care of this. Well, my ride is my motorcycle. I didn't really think too much about it.
Sure.
I jump on the bike. I get there. I drive. He gives me the biggest shots you have ever seen in each cheek. I mean, it felt like that thing went through me. They were so big. And then I got a Z-pack or something, the equivalent of what I needed to take for a 10-day supply. Either way, what he didn't tell me was whatever was in these shots had an incredible numbing agent to them. All right? So by the time I get out to the parking lot, and I get discharged from this deal, my legs are already wobbling.
Sure.
I'm like, whoa, I get it now. I need to hurry. I mean, I need to hurry. I get on the bike. I pick my leg up over the top of it. I fire this bad boy up. I start driving down the road. I get into about second gear, and I realize I cannot move my feet. So I'm driving, jerking myself down the road because I can't shift. All right. So this is problematic, right? I can't move my foot. I try to pick up my ankle when I'm driving to see if I can shift because it's up. I can't pick my foot up. Then I realize, okay, I can't get my feet off the pegs.
Right.
So, and now I'm hitting red lights. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. So I'm like scrunching up to red lights. And suddenly you're like, you know what I mean? Just jumping, lunging forward. But I can't stop.
Right.
So I keep just like trying to slow down. Finally, I make it in front of my house. And I'm like, all right. I got this. And I drove by like two or three times, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get in the yard because there's cars parked on the road. And I see my line. I go around like a parking lot kind of thing, and I get my line, and then I drive up that entire block. I am now on the sidewalk.
Right.
All right. I figured out. And what
with
I'm going to
dead legs.
When I'm dead legs.
Dead legs.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to careen into the brick porch in the front of this big Victorian house. Right. Because there's a porch in front. I'm just going to bank the bike in. I'm going to kill it, and I'm going to lean it up against the wall. So I hit the wall. I bounce off. I go flying off the damn thing. The motorcycle falls on me. Now, keep in mind, I can't feel my legs, right? So I'm sitting there like, help, 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 help. And I'm like, what is that smell? Because I killed the engine, right? I'm like, what in the hell was that smell? And I look down. My leg is basically on fire. It is trapped underneath the exhaust pipe. And it's just burning hair, skin, like, I'm like, ah! But I can't feel it. Because my legs are numb. So then eventually, like, I crawl out, rip my leg under it, leave, like, a skin patch on the exhaust, crawl my ass, like, army style, like, with my elbows, bang through the screen door, like, help, help! Like, what's wrong? I'm like, I think I'm paralyzed! Well, they thought I was paralyzed because they thought I wrecked the bike.
Right.
So nothing happened to the bike. Bike was fine. But either way, like, about a half an hour later, I could feel my legs again. So if anyone ever tells you that you need to get a ride to the hospital, get a ride to the hospital.
How was the sex?
I mean, it was...
It wasn't worth all that.
No, hell no. Not at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.